Yeah, that's correct. So 24 made a bold move to win the race, which is what you're supposed to do. And looking at all the video that we can, we saw, as the rule states, if you have the left, we define it as the left side tires left of the inside line between that separates the apron and the racetrack. So the 24 cars' left sides were clearly inside the line, so we had to make the call. That's clearly defined on the video, the driver's meeting, plus all the drivers have been informed of that for a long time here at Daytona and Talladega. And unfortunately, the 24 got caught up in it tonight running his first ever Xfinity race. The kid done a heck of a job. You know, none of us want to make that call, but we've also asked the drivers, if you think you're putting yourself in that position, throttle back and don't advance your position. But the 24 did come into the checkered flag tonight, and we made the call. It's definitely the right call per the rule book that all the drivers are informed of in the driver's meeting, and it's been like that for pretty many years now.
Can you define, just so that we can have a visual, when you say, is it when the driver's looking at those two lines, is it the first line he sees or the second line he sees?
The rule book clearly finds that the left side tires are inside the left line, which separates the apron from the racetrack. He was clearly inside the left line. There's two lines here at Daytona. There's two lines at Talladega. The same rule applies at both racetracks. And if your left side tires are inside that inside line, which is right at the apron, then you're going to be black flagged. And that's what we always ask them, you know, throttle back if you think you're going to put yourself in that position. We don't want to be put in that position to make the call, especially when a kid may win his first ever Xfinity race at his first ever race. Kid Justin Haley done a heck of a job, but unfortunately a mistake was made there at the end, and we NASCAR, the governing body, had to make the call like the rule book states.
So it's the far line, like if you're
the inside line. There's two lines, yeah. The inside line. And he was left of that.
So if a car's nose is already ahead of the then leading car, if you're already the leader, can you be deemed as passing?
The rule states if you advance your position. And he clearly advanced his position at that time. It doesn't matter if his nose is a inch out front or a foot out front, he's still clearly inside the inside lane, and that's a violation of the rule.
It's safe to assume that you don't make that call on the lights coming to the checkered unless you're 100% sure.
We definitely look back because we all thought what we saw with our eyes originally, and then we pull up every bit of video. We just showed it to the team manager Mike Beam for GMS and the crew chief Kevin Bellacourt on the 24, and they clearly seated the cars on the left side line, and they agree with our decision. They're not happy, you know, that we had to make the decision, but we had to make it per the rule book for the benefit of the NASCAR racing.
Well, Wayne, just to check, I know Justin did like some burnouts on the grass, and I did not know when he had been informed. If you guys had informed him before then, and he'd be subject to a penalty for doing that, or if that was just the message hadn't gotten to him.
Listen, the kid just thought he won his first ever race. I'd be excited as heck, too, if I was him. I don't care what they're telling me on the radio. You know, our race director announced so ready to hold all the cars till we clearly looked to see. Number one, we had to determine who was the winner of the race. We had to look, number one, to see if the 42 was below the inside lane that we thought we saw by eyes. But then also we had to figure out who won the race between the 1 and the 42. I mean, we've had two races here at Daytona this year, and the first one was 0-0-0-1, and this one was 0-0-0-5. So we had to determine who was the winner after we had to go back and look at the video to check on the 24, and then we had to look at the video to see who clearly was the winner of the race, which was the 42.
Thank you,
Wayne. Absolutely. I'm sorry?
Why the double yellow line? Can you just kind of give us just so that we have it?
We had a single yellow line originally whenever starting here at this racetrack. It's where this rule come all into play. I think it was an accident going down into turn one. Clearly a car on the apron and came back up and had a big accident. We went to a single yellow line, and so the question was from the competitors that it's hard to see one line, so would we consider putting the two lines? And I think it's been about 3 years now that we've had the double yellow line. I'm not exact on the time stamp of that. But it was clearly as much for the competitors as it was anybody else. A lot of times we get a lot of feedback from the drivers on what they feel like and a lot of stuff that we need to do. And that was one of the things that we took in consideration, and it's definitely made our job a whole lot easier. I remember the truck days here, we had the single yellow line, and then we put the rule in, and the double yellow line, if you're inside it, clearly you're way down at the bottom. So
it's a safety rule.
It's a competition rule for the safety of the drivers that, you know, people are going to go down there, and nothing happened tonight when the driver went down there. But unfortunately, the rules are what they are for the safety aspect of the NASCAR racing. And clearly, here at Daytona and Talladega, it's definitely a plus for all the competitors to know that they don't have to worry about somebody going all the way down on the apron anymore and coming back up in the middle of traffic unless they get an accident or something trying to get straightened out.